the most action-packed content from the top mobile experts. This is the App Masters Podcast with Steve P. Young.
Blue Throne's new partnership model just received an $85 million credit line and now allows you, app creators, with product market fit to stay in the game and not sell your entire business. And you still get to enjoy the excitement of scaling through Blue Throne's advanced SDK technology, publishing network, and their specialized scale team. Look, growing your app beyond a certain point all by yourself is almost impossible. Trust me, I've scaled a lot faster by teaming up with others. Because your beloved baby, your app, must mature and transform into a company. Blue Throne's new partnership model is better than any VC investment because it gives you cash in hand, your life back, and the right to see your app adopted by millions while making millions. Learn more by going to bluethrone.io. That once again is bluethrone.io. Got an app idea that you think will be the next unicorn, but you don't know what to do next? Well, with more than 15 years of experience creating software, b7dev.com can help you out. Schedule a free one-hour call by going to b7dev and let them know that Steve sent you. That, once again, is b7dev.com.
Floor says, would like to hear more about the email and push notification strategies that Jake deploys specifically for retention and paywall conversions.
So the first is email marketing. I find that the most helpful emails you can send in the first 30 days, and I got this tip from Rahul Vora, who is the founder of Superhuman, the email app. A great way to get people engaged is every day for the first 30 days, show them a GIF of a specific feature in your app. And just a few sentences of, hey, this is how you swap out exercises in your workout. Happy lifting. On the bottom, you can have start your free trial. Now, if you're sending them an email, it makes the most sense to send them to a web checkout that you could use Stripe and Revenue Cat for is the easiest way to set that up. So that's email. Once they are subscribed, it makes sense to also continue these emails just for engagement, but this time deep link to the app. So if they're subscribed, deep link to the app. If they aren't subscribed, open a web checkout. Second is push notifications. The way that you should think of push notifications isn't as, how do I send a push notification to get people to convert? That's too long of a funnel. They're really separate processes. So push notifications are for engagement. Once they're engaged and once they have your app open, then you start monetizing. So your push notifications shouldn't really be 24 hours left for a sale. You might want to do that on Black Friday and Christmas and things like that where you have sale opportunities. But generally, the push notifications should be, check out this new feature we just launched. Something proving your value. Because showing how you're valuable to someone will increase their engagement or interest in you. Then once they're inside of your app, you can start working on your actual flow. So when do you show a paywall? What does it say on the paywall? What is your pricing? What is the design, et cetera? In short, it's think of them as separate processes, but if you're sending emails, definitely try to get them to web checkout.
Thanks for listening to the App Masters Podcast. For show notes and amazing app marketing content, check out appmasters.co.